Good morning. This week in the State Line is back on the air. I'm Steve Summers, being joined by Heidi Ognebaney. I hope I say that right. Am I close? Heidi is here from the Rock River Valley Blood Center. Glad you're here, Heidi. So tell us a little bit about the Rock River Valley Blood Center. Even though it's the holiday season, you still need a lot of blood each week.
Yeah, we're looking for about 700 donations of blood every week to meet our supply and demand. And again, that varies depending on what's going on in the community. But we strive to have around 700 donations a week.
And so have you been hitting that goal consistently because of COVID-19, or has that been a struggle?
Oh, it's a struggle. It's a daily struggle. And we're kind of going day to day and just trying to maneuver things the best we can. We pull things from some shelves of hospitals, move them to another hospital. We're just kind of doing a dance right now.
And all the blood that is collected stays here locally first, correct?
Correct. If we meet all of our needs here first, we can help others and out in the world. But right now, we're just struggling to meet our own needs. So it definitely, you know, the more we have, the more we can help everybody.
Now, with the holidays, do you see it typically dip down a little bit? So that's something that you can't have, especially in a COVID world.
Yeah. Well, the holidays is just a really difficult time. People are really busy. They're doing their Christmas shopping. They're out. They're just busy, and they kind of tend to forget about us and think other people are doing it. And honestly, we just need people to remember that we're here. And, you know, our cliche that we always say is the need for blood never takes a holiday. It doesn't go away. So people are still sick. There are still car accidents. There are still heart attacks. There are still things, cancer treatments. Things go on every day medically, and it doesn't stop.
So your hours for the holidays at the Rock River Valley Blood Center are?
Every site is different, so I recommend that you go on to our website to see the site that we have a site in Freeport, we have one in Belvedere, we have one at Perryville by Woodman's, and we have our one in 6th Street, and then we have mobile blood drives during the week, and so I would just recommend checking on our website to find the hours of the site nearest to you.
And that website is?
rrvbc.org.
Very easy to remember, rockrivervalleybloodcenter.org, rrvbc.org. So requirements to give blood, 16 with a parental consent form?
Yep, 16 with parental consent. You have to be in general good health and weigh 110 pounds. Most people are eligible to donate blood.
All right. Now, with COVID-19, and I know you were looking for those who have recovered from COVID-19. Can you explain that a little bit? Because it's confusing. You're looking for my blood and something else because I had COVID-19 now?
Correct. We are looking for your antibodies to the COVID-19 virus. So if you've been exposed to the virus or you've had the virus and recovered, your body is going to have antibodies. And those antibodies are really important because we can give the plasma to people that are in the hospital suffering from COVID. And it gives them a boost to help produce antibodies in their own body. So that's just something that is very, we found to be very effective. And until we have the vaccine, this is the treatment that we're starting with at most of the hospitals is the plasma. It's called convalescent plasma. And we take that right from the blood and we give that to the patients.
So basically, if I'm hearing this right, the Rock River Valley Blood Center had the preliminary vaccine before the vaccine was even created.
That's correct. We have the natural cure in your body. So we're actually doing that. It's been a big boost to people. They've been recovering faster. So it's definitely working.
Is there a time period between the times that you recover or have COVID before you can donate? And when's the cutoff? Like after 3 months, 6 months, what?
So we want you to wait 14 days after you've recovered from COVID and come in and let us know that you've recovered and we'll take your plasma. And those antibodies are kind of tricky. We don't really know how long they last. It's anywhere from 3 months to up to, they're saying 8 months, and some are saying it's indefinite. It might be in your body still that we just can't detect it. And as we learn more, we'll know more about that. But our test has been detecting people up to about 8 months. Some people have them detectable in their body.
All right. So we're talking about donating blood during the holidays. rrvbc.org for their holiday hours at their different centers all across the state line. And a lot of people don't realize that you serve so many different hospitals. It's not just Swedes or Mercy. I mean, you serve hospitals all across Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin too, right?
Yeah, we serve 10 regional hospitals.
That's a lot of need every single week. I don't know how you sleep at night going, okay, we got to get another goal, and Monday morning you face another test.
Sometimes we don't.
No sleeping allowed. So anything you'd like to add from the Rock River Valley Blood Center as we go through this next holiday season and then into January too, because winter's always a hard time to get people to donate.
Right. Cold and flu season is a real thing. COVID is a real thing, and people forgetting or being really busy is also a real thing. So we just want people to remember that we're here and we would love to take your donation. It's just another way you can help without actually opening your wallet. You can just roll up your sleeve and you can help up to save 3 lives this holiday season.
All right. And the people who draw the blood, again, are professionals. It's not just somebody off the street. These are trained medical professionals that do all the drawing of the blood.
Highly trained, and that's what they do. So they're very good at it.
All right. So now I've seen a couple of more signs now for blood drives at different facilities and different organizations. Is that coming back now a little bit more? Because I know it was kind of wiped off in 2020.
It's coming back a little bit. The ones that we have are very, very productive and they're great, but we still don't have as many as that we used to. And part of our struggle also is as people are working from home, we're finding that these companies aren't open anymore. So the ones that we used to rely on a lot for businesses, the day-to-day, like during the 9 to 5 hours, well, they're not having, the staff isn't in the office, so there are no blood drives at these businesses. So we have a lot of community blood drives still going on. Those have resurrected and still happening, but the business drives have fallen off. So we're still very short in blood drives.
All right, so if I wanted to organize a blood drive, do I just reach out to you, or do I go to rrvbc.org for everything?
You go to rrvbc.org.
For everything, if you want to organize a blood drive, which would be a great way to give back during the holiday season. It doesn't have to be before Christmas. It could be between Christmas and New Year's as well, which is another great time, kind of like a New Year's resolution to help other people.
Exactly. And actually, January is National Volunteer Blood Donor Month, and it's been proclaimed as that because it's such a difficult time to get people in to donate, and colds and flus are traditionally going on. So the whole month of January, we you know, are looking for people too. It never ends. I feel like that's all we do is ask people to come in, but it honestly is never changing need for our community.
We're talking to Heidi Ognibany. Is that close?
No, Onabany. Oh, no,
so
G.
Close. I didn't want
just
to
forget
try.
The G.
It's kind of a running gag that I could never announce your name, and it's true. I really can't. So people donate blood and they get to the gallon mark, which is how many pints. And do you have like a record for someone who has donated blood so much that you have such incredible numbers for them?
Yeah, it's 8 pints to a gallon. So if you've given 8 times, then you're a gallon donor. And then we have a record board out front, and I'm not sure where it's at right now, but I know that we're well over 32 to 35 gallons of blood that people have given.
That is truly amazing. You talk about a gift from the heart. That's it right there. Wow.
Yeah,
How long does it take the body to reproduce that pint of blood that you donate?
You can give every 8 weeks, but your body actually will have regenerated it between 4 and 6 weeks. Everyone's different, so that's where the 8 weeks comes in, just to make sure that you're all the way back to normal.
So I'm learning stuff as we go along, which is why I always love talking with you, Heidi. So again, hours for donating blood during the holiday season and beyond, rrvbc.org. And you have drawing centers, again, in what cities in the state line?
In Freeport, Belvedere, 2 in Rockford.
All right. And you serve all the hospitals in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. And you need 770-something pints each week.
700.
I'm trying to go as high as I can to help you out.
You can go higher. You can say even more, but that's okay. We need as much as what's needed. It depends. It's very variant based on accidents, traumas, treatments. It just kind of changes every week to week.
Well, Heidi, thank you so much for your time this morning, and make sure you donate blood. rrvbc.org is where you can have all of your questions answered. Thank you so much, Heidi, and happy holidays.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right. This Week in the State Line rolls on next.